Hi, this is Dr. Toni Cooper, and this is Life Without Baggage. In this podcast, I'll help you develop a stronger sense of self, develop firmer boundaries, and also learn how to lean into the gentle promptings of the Holy Spirit, who can help you navigate life. I have dozens of bonus videos posted that will help you in these areas and also will help you develop stronger coping skills. In each of the program notes, there's a link where you can request a free digital book, Understanding Your Dreams, where you can find my other media, and also where you can find my books on Amazon. Just a reminder before we get into today's episode that this is not a substitute for medication or counseling. If you're having thoughts of harming yourself or another person, or if this material triggers you, please contact your doctor or a mental health specialist to help you with your concerns. Now, here's today's episode. So welcome to another episode of Life Without Baggage. Many people are experiencing a sense of being lost. They don't know what their purpose is. They're concerned about the events going on in the world, in our nation. They have concerns about themselves, concerns about their family. They don't know what to do. They don't know how they fit into the kingdom of God. So I have the perfect guest today who's going to give us some direction with that. My guest today is Shayna Rattler. We'll be talking about how to be empowered with purpose. So Shayna is a marketing and communication executive. She also happens to be an ordained minister. She's a sought-after speaker, and she empowers believers to drive meaningful change in the world for the glory of God, not just for our own edification, right? She also teaches people and equips them to harness their influence and their personal authority to advance the purposes of God. Because when we're walking in the purposes of God, we will be the most fulfilled. We don't want to just focus on what's bothering us. We want to have a bigger purpose, and we will cope better and be more satisfied with life. She has helped celebrities, influencers, military officers, political dignitaries, pastors, seasoned entrepreneurs, and corporations achieve growth and excellence. She's been featured in over 450 media outlets, and she is the award-winning host of a God Shift podcast and a God Shift with Shayna Rattler TV show. So welcome, Shayna.
Hey, Toni, I'm glad to be here. You've actually been on that podcast.
Yes, and it was very enjoyable, and I look forward to more conversation today.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
So for the people that don't know, can you explain what a God shift is and why it's important?
Yeah. So, you know, when I think about a shift, I think about action and I think about, you know, forward movement and oftentimes, you know, kind of a continuum. And so my definition of a God shift is when your authority and when your influence actually helps somebody else to align with God's purpose, but it doesn't just stop there. It then also motivates you to mobilize other people to do the same. And I think that's so important in this day and age, because you talked about it a little bit at the beginning in the bio, like there is such a rising trend of opposition to God, and we're seeing it everywhere. We're seeing it in our homes, in our schools, we're seeing it in our communities. And I just really believe that God is really commissioning women in this hour to really be on the front lines to take a stand with everything it is that we're seeing. And every day that goes by, when I think it can't get any crazier, when I think it can't get any more outlandish, lo and behold, I'm surprised.
Yeah. And we need community, because we're not designed to be lone rangers, are we?
Absolutely. And sometimes it can feel like it. You know, when I was given this new assignment to really be the leader of these women leaders that really want to put a stake in the ground and say, no, listen, like, we really want to advance God's purposes in the earth. I was like, oh, Lord, like this is such a divisive place to be. And I even questioned, like, am I even going to be even more on an island than I've been in the past? Because, like, being an entrepreneur was kind of lonely. Being in ministry was a heck of a lot more lonely. And I'm like, now, Lord, you want to put me out there to open my mouth in a big way to take a stand against some things that, quite frankly, are very prevalent even in my family. And they are not going to be happy when they see me talking about some of the things that I've discussed.
Okay. So what is it that God's showing you needs to be done at this particular time? What kind of shift?
Yeah, I believe that it's time for us to recover and restore what is out of place. But I think before we can talk about like where he's taking us, we need to be reminded of like where this started. Like for me, when I talk about like, well, what is God's purpose? I believe that the original intention of God was very well spelled out in Genesis. It said, I'm going to create man in my image and in my likeness so that they can have dominion. And
That's
that's what
right.
the enemy is after in this season. Not that it just started, but his attack on God's original purpose is intensifying. And so when we think about the fact that he was actually like kicked out of heaven and lost the authority that all of us have as heirs with Christ, he's after that authority. And so when I think about like what God is showing me, he's saying, listen, there have got to be some people that are willing to take a stand for the original purpose that I gave you. The whole reason that man was created was so that we could have authority. I've often said that I believe that that's the main reason why Jesus was able to die. You know, when it tells us, I believe it's in John 14 and 12, and it says, greater works than these shall you do in my name. It says, because I'm going to the Father. And so to me, when I read that, it's like, hey, listen, I'm leaving this earth and I'm going to sit at the right hand of the Father. And so you have the same authority that I had, and that's what the enemy is after. And I believe that when we look specifically at woman's role in God's plan, I think that we should recognize that it's our job to help really facilitate recovering and restoring what is out of place. But like you talked about community, there's so much foolishness that is going on in the world that it can't just be five or six of us, may not even be able to be 500 of us. So if we can really get behind the fact that it's time for us to arise and change this course of history, we have to recognize that most importantly, we have to be willing to mobilize other people to do the same, because that's, you know, we'll just be, what do they call it, a small ripple in a big pond if there's only a handful of us that are willing to say, no, enough is enough. So we've got to be able to willing to mobilize other people. My joy is mobilizing other women to actually blaze this same trail.
Yeah, it's interesting because for the last year, and many times I've mentioned on my podcast that there's a verse in Amos, I think it's chapter 9. There's a verse in Isaiah 62, I think it's verse 10, about restoring, about
Yes.
God's original design and purpose. So God can restore the original design and purpose in our lives, in families, in
Yeah.
cultures.
Yes.
And you're
Yes.
talking about culture.
There are some people that when they hear the word culture, they sliver it down only to ethnicity and race, whereas clearly you and I are on the same page that yes, we're talking about culture from a bigger societal at large.
I'm sure you're familiar with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, and he's written tons of books about what happens when a culture turns away from God, and whether they know it or not, are worshiping these false idols. When our focus turns away from God, something fills the vacuum. We think it's us, but there's an old song from Bob Dylan. You might not be old enough to remember. You got to serve somebody. So
Yeah.
if you're not serving Jesus Christ, you are serving somebody. And I think our culture has lost the idea that you are worshiping somebody. And
Yeah.
if it isn't God, who is it?
I also think that we are replacing God with a lot of things that we see nowadays that we think are bringing us peace and positivity. You know, a couple of years ago, I did a whole Facebook and Instagram live on this, but yeah, we're looking to replace what only God can do. And you're serving someone, like you said, and oftentimes you know, there's this whole thing now, like I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious. There's a lot of things out there that are spiritual, but is it holy? Because you know, when we talk about spiritual, There's God's positive, good way of spiritual, but there's an equal and opposite of that as well. So it may be spiritual, but what spirit is it pulling from? You know, and we just really need to
Absolutely.
be mindful.
There's light and there's dark. And
Yes.
Corinthians warns us that even the enemy can disguise himself as an angel of light. So anything that doesn't go through Jesus Christ, anything that is not consistent with his word, it may be spiritual, but it
Yes.
is not holy.
And you said the word, it's deception. It's called deception for a reason, because the devil is not going to jump out and say, boo, bam. And if you do these things, I'm going to wreak havoc in your life. So, you know, when you think about many of the things that I just mentioned, and there's more than just the crystal and, you know, some of these other new age practices, it's called deception for a reason. When people are like, but I'm in such a positive place. Well, it has to work for a while. It's kind of like a diet pill. If you're taking a pill to lose weight and you never lose weight, you won't keep doing it. And so that's why it's called deception, because it has to appear as though it's giving you what it is that you're looking for so that you continue doing it and you continue doing it, and to the point that he has his claws so deeply in you and in your life and in your mind that it's going to be very difficult for you to get away.
You have to be careful too, because there's so many things that have some element of worship that's right in there. And if you don't know what the Bible teaches, we're not supposed to make vows. We're not supposed to take oaths. We're not supposed to worship. And there are little rituals, there are vows, there are things that are incorporated in certain clubs, in certain types of practices. And my listeners know that there are vows and soul ties that we form with people when we, you know, when you get married, when you probably engage in worship, whether it's worship of Jesus Christ or worship of something else or some other institution, you have formed a tie. So we're for sure on the same page, and
Absolutely.
probably most of my listeners do some examination of, okay, this might be culturally, you know, mainstream, but is it good for me?
That's right. That's right. I love it. And we say this a lot as women. We quote Esther and we say we're prepared for such a time as this. But what I find is interesting is that many of the things that I was feeling led to do in previous years, and many things that I attempted to do that might have gained some traction but didn't really gain the amount of traction, it's because the timing wasn't right. And there are many people that would have not been ready. Some are not, still not ready, but more people would have not been ready a year ago, 2, 3 years ago, to be willing to have this conversation and listen to this conversation. And I'm going to tell you when I think it shifted. I think it shifted when it started heavily affecting their children.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, let's just take everything that is going on with what I consider to be an agenda. There was a time that it was, you know, live and let live. If that's what you want to do, that's your business, even though if it's not what I believe. But now we're seeing a time, Tony, where it's not live and let live, it's live and let them rule. And so people who were willing, more willing to turn a blind eye to it's being isolated to your own household, and so I'm going to leave you be to what it is. But now, when they're coming home and they're looking in the textbooks of their second grader, or teachers are, you know, telling children, you know, I was born a girl and I want to be a boy. And if you want to do that too, we don't have to tell your mom. Like, when they started seeing that it was hitting home with their children, I think that's when many more people were willing to say, whoa. And now that their eyes have been opened and their ears have been more tuned to this frequency, I believe that now maybe they'll be willing to have a broader scope to look at some of the other things that you and I have been talking about, to see how those things too are things that are signs that enough is enough. And so I hate that it had to happen the way that it did, but I'm glad that something happened to begin to, you know, open people's eyes to really what is going on around them, especially for those that may not know many of the things of the Bible. Like, they don't know the things that the Bible talks about attacks on Israel. You know, some things that may not be so much part of mainstream Christianity. It's like I'm glad that something happened to open their eyes so that they at least will be willing, more willing to listen to what people like you and I have to say that goes, no, it's not just about what's going on with your baby's school, but look at all the other things that are going on many times behind the scenes while the media is having us pay attention to all these other things.
Yeah, the distractions. Yeah, we need to do things to protect innocence because the things that happen to us early in life, they shift whether or not we want to follow God. They shift whether our hearts are open to the truth. And once the damage is done, it's very hard to undo. People have personal responsibility, but we're at the point where, like you said, where it's not okay for everybody, like, this is what I believe and I'm going to do this. It's we're not given a choice and we're being shoved out of even our permission to live by our own values. And it will absolutely affect your children and grandchildren. So what else do you think my listeners need to know about how God might be leading them to use their personal authority to take some kind of a stand? Many people want to, and they don't know what to do.
I first want to, I'm dubbing like this group of women that I feel like I am being called to help lead to the forefront of some of the change that I think can happen. I'm calling them trailblazers. Specifically, I'm calling them kingdom trailblazers. And I didn't, that's not unique to me. I think there's even some Facebook groups that are called kingdom trailblazers or whatever. And so people often ask me, like, well, what can I do? This is not about creating something new. I'm not saying, hey, a bunch of women need to follow me and I'm going to teach them how to create a whole new business or society. This is about number one, occupying your space. And so, what platform and audience do you already have? And for some of you, it's in your homes. For some of you, it's in your cities, your communities. But many of us do have platforms. And so, it's not about, oh, I need to go out and create something new. It's about looking at what do we already have access to, and how can I begin to use the authority and influence that I already have, and in the spheres that I already have it, to begin to sound the alarm of what is going on and what it is that people can do differently. And I'm creating a lot of stuff as right now at the time of this recording. I'm creating a lot of training and a lot of resources for women to say, yes, I want to figure out how I can use the influence and authority that I have and know what some of the specific things are that I can do. Where can I get involved? What can I say? What do I do? Because you're right, many people have a desire, but desire and capacity don't always translate. And so I'm in the process of creating a thought, a lot of things. But I also would say this, you can't change what you don't first love. And what I'm afraid of is that if we don't recognize when we're blowing this trumpet and, go blazing, that if we don't recognize that we have to balance truth with love, we're just going to create more division. And that's the last thing that we need. Like, that's what we have right now is a ton of division. And so I would say, if you really want to become one of these kingdom trailblazers, that you really need to look at how do you occupy your current space and how do you recognize that the need to balance truth with love so that we can actually accomplish what it is that we're intending to accomplish and not creating more division.
Do you have any suggestions about that?
I do. There's a number of things that we can do, but one of the things that I want you to do, because when I've created this concept of a kingdom trailblazer, I've created three different types. And depending on what type of trailblazer you are, there's going to be some things that no matter which one of these three types you fall into, everyone will need to do. But depending on which type of trailblazer you are, there's going to be some specific things that relate just to the type of trailblazer that you are. And you can, I created a quiz. It's called the Kingdom Trailblazer Quiz. And you can actually take it at that same URL, kingdomtrailblazerquiz.com. And it's going to help you to identify what type of trailblazer you are and what are some of the specific strategies that you can do to impact change based on that type. But there's many things that we can do to begin to have impact. We can think about getting involved politically or in our school boards. And if you don't have the qualifications or you don't have the desire to run for office, then consider going to your city council meetings. Consider going to your city school board meetings, your city council meetings, because there's so many policies that are being put in place, sometimes behind our backs or right in front of our face, that is helping, the enemy's agenda. And if there's enough of us to show up and get involved, then that means that our influence and our voices will be just as loud, or if not louder than theirs. So get involved. If
Okay.
you have the ability, raise money, because we know that money changes everything.
Hmm.
Provide mentorship to other people, but more importantly, go to where they are and bring truth. And so if there's people or groups of people that you know that are doing things that are really helping the enemy along, like making it easier for them, go to where they are. Jesus first went and developed relationships with them and brought love to them, and then he marched. And so those are some things that everyone can do to get involved. But for the women, this is for women only. If you want to find out exactly what type of trailblazer you are and learn some of the specific strategies that you can do based on your type, then I highly recommend that you go take that quiz at kingdomtrailblazerquiz.com.
Yeah, I'll put a link to that.
Perfect.
So you also have some free resources to help people.
When you take the quiz, you will be invited to join what's called the Kingdom Trailblazer Collective, and it's a free Facebook group. And within that free Facebook group, there'll be free resources, there'll be free training. It's absolutely free to join. So this is not one of those things that I'm getting you excited about what type of trailblazer you are, and in order for you to do anything with it, you have to pay me a fee. To take the quiz is free. To find out what your results are free. To join the Facebook group is free. And anything that I do within that specific Facebook group will be completely complimentary, because again, my goal in this season is to help other women figure out how they can not only learn to take a stand for this, but how they can motivate other women to come along as well. And so that's the best thing to do. But you also, most of my information is also on our Instagram page at A God Shift. So if your listeners are not already following me on Instagram at A God Shift, then I would recommend that they follow me there as well, because in the new year coming up, it's December 22nd at the time of this recording, but in the new year coming up, all of the content that I will be posting is all around how we can become kingdom trailblazers. What are the natural strategies and the spiritual strategies that we can employ in order to be able to change the course of history for the glory of God? I promise to share with you everything that it is that you can do so that we can begin to see change in our homes, in our schools, in our communities, and beyond.
What's the best way for people to follow you? You have your podcast, A God Shift.
If you go to agodshift.com, you can find everything. You'll be able to find the quiz there. You'll be able to find the social media there. You'll be able to find out more about the podcast. Everything that we're doing currently and everything that we will do going forward will all be on the website, agodshift.com.
Okay, and I'll have links for all of that, Shayna.
Perfect.
Well, thank you for sharing the mission that God is giving you. Some of my listeners are men, but a lot of these things will still apply.
Correct. You can be a voice. So, men, follow me at A God Shift, but I'm going to ask that you please not take the quiz, because I'm going to be tracking things and nothing in there is for men with the quiz. So, I'm going to ask that you not throw off my metrics by taking the quiz, but the men are still more than welcome to follow me on Instagram at A God Shift.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing with my listeners, Shayna.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it.